It is 7:35. Good Tuesday morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.
Are you going to take the whole building?
Yeah.
It is said that the school is the heart of any community. The Tulsa Public Schools last year closed the only school in Turley. Driving along North Peoria, you get the feeling the heart has been cut out of this community of 2,700. The Cherokee Elementary School sits empty for now.
I mean, it's encapsulated and everything, but I just...
Well, we will need to take a look at it since we're talking about purchasing the building. So.
We're going to buy the building?
Yeah, that's what we're here.
A group of community activists are looking to buy the school. The group is headed by the Reverend Ron Robinson, and he would love to have the school back as a school, but he'll settle for the next best thing.
So having a former school building being used for the community is like the next best thing, you know, to begin to give it a place for people to make that kind of connection.
He would like to see the school turned into a community resource center.
Part of the vision as a community, a center for the community, and it's got lots of, right now we're very open, we're not ruling out anything except those things that would be detrimental to the community, but any kind of nonprofit, community-oriented groups, or you know, other that want to serve the the area would be good.
But the school is huge: a full gym, classrooms, a cafeteria, a library.
The school is such that it can be; it's very flexible, so we don't have to use all of it at once. But we can expand as we find partners that are interested in serving the people in our area. The need obviously is there. We are Cherokee's kind of in the heart of the 74126 zip code, which is one of those that has the 14-year life expectancy difference, lower life expectancy here than just 6 miles straight down the road on Peoria. So we think that there's definitely a need here if we can attract, and we have a facility now that can attract, that would be attractive for agencies and others who want to help serve and make a difference in this area.
He feels the community, one of the poorest of the poor in Tulsa County, is centrally located to boom.
The area itself is an area of promise because we are 10 minutes from downtown. We're 10 minutes from, basically the Botanical Garden. We're 10 minutes from Skytook Lake. We're 10 minutes from, Owosso Shopping. We're 10 minutes from TU. We're 10 minutes from the airport. When you begin to look at the access issues, it becomes a real an area, I think, that for those who can think outside the box, it becomes a good investment.
Despite news stories about a rash of arson fires in the community, there are some old structures that are coming to life. A new flower shop has moved into the old closed post office.
Buildings that have been abandoned for 30 and 40 years that are now getting ready to be put back into use. We have some new buildings, a couple of new funeral homes that are kind of coming in to the area.
But the transformation of Cherokee Elementary into the Turley Resource Center is going to take money. Robinson is hoping to cast the vision and then possibly get foundations to contribute to the effort.
We would love to be able to put back into it the Turley Historical Society materials and preserve a little bit of what used to be, and then to see and use it as a place where people could work on projects that would seed a different future for the community.
We'll update the progress. You're listening to Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.